Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab tested, real results. Go to mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Now, before we talk about anything else today, we gotta remind you guys, the midterm elections are coming up. So if you want to register to vote, there's different rules in different states. Go to vote.org. Make sure you save the date. The midterms are coming and they're so important. And if you're not quite sure who to vote for, especially for local elections, I get it. It's like daunting. It's confusing. Go do some research. You can also look up some organizations and see who they endorse. I often look up like my favorite LGBTQ plus organizations and see who they're rooting for. That helps me align my values with people that I know, that I trust and believe. That way you're prepared, you're ready to go, and you'll make a difference. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories I've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we are celebrating A Star Is Born. We discuss our faves from the soundtrack, which pop star was almost Gaga's role, could the movie win an Oscar, and should it become a Broadway staple? Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Good morning.
Hi, Tyler.
How are you?
Hello, Tyler Oakley. Hi, how are you? Good morning, good day, good afternoon, good night, wherever you are, wherever you're listening. Hi.
Okay. Cool. What's up?
Great, just chilling, you know, relaxing.
What if people are listening from space and we don't even know?
Don't get me started on
space. Up there with stars.
Don't get me started on space.
Speaking of stars.
Oh my God, I hate you. Why? What are you?
Speaking of crowning.
Speaking of stars. Speaking of planets.
Now, I will say the biggest impact A Star Is Born has had
in my life. Oh my God.
Is I have started to use that. There's an emoji of a pregnant belly, like a pregnant person laying on their back, kind of a silhouette.
There's an emoji of that?
Yeah. And A Star Is Born has brought that into my life because I'm trying to talk about A Star Is Born in emojis. And now
you're using the literal definition of born, like to be birthed.
I'll send it to you.
There's an emoji of a silhouette of someone laying on their back having
actually,
a baby.
Actually, you tell me if this is this the pregnant woman or is it a hunchback baby crawling? Or tell me what you see.
Okay, well, you just sent me like a moon.
No, look at what I've sent you.
Okay, that is not a pregnant person.
What I imagine it as a pregnant person laying on their back. What
and
is
their
that
support,
emoji?
They're like crawling away. That's a turtle crawling.
Well, why don't we send it out to the Twitter account?
Yeah.
And see what the people... we'll ask them the day before this episode comes out and we'll say, what is this emoji? And people will tell us.
And they'll say, you know, that's a humpback pregnant whale.
I think it's a star being born.
Why don't you just use the one of the emoji of the like woman cradling her belly?
That's new. And I'm an old-fashioned person.
I think you just look for obscure...
I do follow this Twitter account. Emojis?
Yeah, obscure emojis that nobody would ever use.
I follow a Twitter account that tells you what's the least used emoji of the day.
Wow.
And it's been...
It's got to be the same one every day.
So, and it's like, this is its 78th day is the least used emoji, and I'll tell you which one it is right now.
Well, how do they even know that? How would they know that?
They know.
What algorithms are they using?
This is the least used emoji of today.
Are they using...
Can you believe?
Are they checking our text?
It's the ABCD one.
I didn't even know that button exists.
How is that being used less than this? This
go
this,
off.
There's a lot of emojis that are not being used.
I just don't understand. Yeah. And I think every time they make new emojis, I think, who cares about that
dumb
one?
Really, you should be able to purge emojis you'll never want in your keyboard.
Absolutely.
Now, that's a concept.
I guess we should tweet at the emoji makers and say, let me turn off the ones that I don't want.
Well, I should
at least be able to organize them to my own accord. Get me started.
Maybe you could have like your most recent use, but you should have a favorites tab.
Absolutely.
For sure.
When the heart falls out of my most recent, and then I have to go dig for the hearts again.
Which color heart do you use?
Most often red. Depends on who I'm texting though.
Did you know that there's a more masculine red heart?
Yeah, it's where it's by the like diamonds, clubs, yeah. Spades, all
so
of that.
I use that one if I'm going to use a red one, but my most used color heart.
Check,
guess which one?
yellow.
Yeah.
Ew, you're so gross.
Because I think how you would use black most, but
I still don't think I understand why you love yellow so much.
I just think it's a really pretty
Speaking
color.
Of yellow.
Go on. Stars are yellow.
Mm-hmm.
Grammys are yellow.
A Grammy.
Oscars are...
Gold.
Very yellow adjacent.
Do you think gold is yellow's play cousin?
Gold is yellow's bougie play cousin.
Thank you.
But where does chartreuse stand?
I couldn't even pick chartreuse out of a lineup. Does that look like a little bit of vomit?
It's like the step cousin. It's like, yeah, he's here.
The chartreuse-headed step cousin?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So did you want to talk about A Star Is Born?
Yes, honey.
Oh, let's deep dive.
What's there to say?
I laughed.
Legendary, iconic, one of a kind. Not afraid to reference or not reference.
Look it up.
Look it up.
Reductive.
So what was your expectation going into? Is this going to be a whole episode about Star Is Born? We'll talk about it for as long as we can talk about it.
Yeah. My expectation going into it, I thought, well, this is a movie about Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, and I don't know anything about it other than like what I could deduce from the title.
Yeah, same.
I really tried not to watch any previews, like the teaser that you tweeted out. I didn't even watch that. Like, I didn't really know anything about the movie because I avoided the trailers because I wanted to enjoy it. And I kind of went in thinking, well, I sure hope I don't hate this movie. And let me tell you.
Well, I had the same experience when I saw The Meddler. I watched no trailers, and I was wowed.
Well, The Meddler is a great movie, and I own it on Blu-ray.
I love The Meddler.
Do you own it?
No.
I'm sure I'll see it come through your like Apple purchases.
Can you see my Apple purchases? Because my friends have really been pushing me to rent movies recently, and then we never finish it, and I always want to be like, well, you guys made me rent it for $2, or finishing Contagion.
I liked Contagion.
So did I. They were like, I thought this was going to be scary. And I'm like, it is if you think about it.
You're like, well, diseases are scary.
Not now.
Boo. And then you cough on their neck.
Well, yeah. Not yes. Okay, so A Star Is Born.
Yeah. Thoughts? So I went. I saw it on a Friday afternoon by myself.
Have you seen it twice?
No, but I do want to go back and see it again.
It is so much better the second time. And I'm not just saying that. Because there's little parts of their characters that you'll notice.
Quirks?
Or like things that they'll say about their backstories. And you're like, oh my God, that makes so much sense for what's going to happen.
Well, yeah. But I think I paid attention enough the first time.
I didn't.
To make sure if I caught a reference or not a reference.
I missed a lot of the movie the first time I saw it.
Why? Because you were just nervous?
Because I was nervous because I had just finished. So I'll talk about this. So you know how I had a screening for it.
Oh, yeah.
So, Warner Brothers asked me to host a screening. I partnered with them, and it was the day before the movie came out. But they were having advanced screenings all over the country, so I don't know if you had already seen it. My friends had already seen it the night before, blah, 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 blah. But it was before the movie came out, and Lady Gaga surprised the audience. There's a whole video of it on my YouTube channel if you want to watch. But that had just happened, and then we started the movie, and I could not for the life of me sit still. Like, I could not, like, hone in.
Heart was racing.
My heart was still racing.
You thought, I just touched her. I hugged her.
She just touched me.
Yeah. So you couldn't really pay attention. You had to
Absolutely
go back and
not.
See it again.
And I had just chugged a whole... Oh, they brought us champagne. We were really living large in the...
Green room?
In the movie theater. Because I had no appetite beforehand because I was so nervous. And then they were like, are you hungry at all? And they were like, we'll just bring everything from the green room out to the theater. So they brought us like a veggie platter, some champagne, Red Bulls, Coke Zero.
Did you have like a TV tray, a dinner tray?
It was one of those theaters that really had.
Oh, yeah.
So I was living large. I had a whole veggie platter to myself. Anyway, the point of that was I had to pee really bad. So I missed a whole scene.
You left the movie.
I had to.
What a fake fan.
I missed the whole Grammy scene.
Oh.
Can you imagine?
You missed the Grammy
it's
scene?
It's just like when I was growing up, I saw Titanic three times. The third time in theaters, I saw for the first time a scene that I kept peeing during.
Yeah.
Her on the door. I'm missing these pivotal scenes on culture, and it's just like...
You know there's an app that like will tell you what time to leave.
Well, the app doesn't know when I should leave.
And if I were going to recommend a bathroom break during A Star Is Born, I would say during the SNL part.
Fair. Okay.
Don't you think?
Sure.
I thought, who cares?
Were you transfixed by the talent of Lady Gaga?
So I said I had this moment where I definitely realized I felt like I was watching Lady Gaga for the first half, not even half of it, but I was watching Gaga. And then when she did her performance of...
Hair, body, face?
No.
Always Remember You This Way?
No. Was that the one that says
Us This Way?
Arizona Sky?
Arizona Sky.
That one. What one is that?
Looking in my eyes.
Yes. When she performs that.
I know. Always Remember Us This Way.
Is okay. Yeah.
When she's sitting on the peanut when she's all.
When she did that, I finally stopped watching it as Lady Gaga and was like looking at her as the character that she was actually playing, is what I was trying to say.
I'm going
to
say the opposite. That really? Kind of reminded me too much. Well, not too much, but it really took me to her concerts where she's doing like Speechless or You and I. She's at the piano when she goes.
I don't know. I just felt like during that moment, I like looked at her differently and then saw Allie, the character, and stopped thinking about Lady Gaga being on the screen every time she was on the screen.
Do you think she was named Allie because she's the ultimate ally?
Well, I was spelling her name wrong in my head until I saw it on the billboard.
Not
in that A-L-I. One scene. I was doing double L I.
Ew.
A L L Y? Who spells it like that? Let's drag everyone who spells it like that.
I don't know. Bradley Cooper. Great.
I don't know how to explain how much I'm in love with him from that movie right now.
I thought he was very powerful.
I'm like, I've been still thinking about it like on a daily basis about how I just love him and want to marry that man.
Ooh. As a character, maybe not, though.
I know. So what's wrong with me? Why am I fucked up?
Maybe you're a fixer.
I think that's what I've literally been thinking in my head. Am I a fixer? Do I just want to fix people? Mm. He just seemed to love so tenderly.
But he didn't love himself so tenderly.
I know. When I said, maybe, I was like, he looks so hot. And I was telling my roommate, and he said, don't you think he looks like Haymitch from The Hunger Games?
Yeah, actually, a little.
I said, no. How dare you?
Had you seen any of the previous iterations of the movie?
No.
Neither have I.
I had to like Google it and see that there, I didn't even know there were four. I only thought there was one.
But I did like, I was reading some reviews and thoughts on the movie and blah, blah, blah. And there were things that I didn't notice. Like, first of all, when she's walking down the alley in the opening scene when A Star Is Born pops up on the screen.
After the trash?
Yes.
Well, she's, I really thought, down, why did she keep those gloves on for so long? That's not realistic.
I don't know.
I've taken out trash at
restaurants. She's singing Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and it's reference
to
Judy Garland, who was the second person to play the lead in A Star Is Born. And then when she's performing at the very end, at the last song, she's in the theater where Barbara, or maybe a Judy, or so one of them, also performed in their movie. So there's a lot of references that they do to kind of pay homage.
I saw somebody had tweeted something like, if you're going to remake the movie, why make it the exact same? And I thought, I agree with that on some of these movies, like the superhero movies that they're just like redoing already with like new actors. But I'm like, if you're going to remake a movie, I appreciate doing one that's like 30 years old plus, like this one, because I'm not familiar with the original. I would rather see remakes of older movies than everything they're churning out now.
Than a new Jungle Book that we grew up.
Everything's a fucking remake now. At least like make it something that is generationally different, which I think this one is.
I totally agree with you because the last one that came out was in 76.
Right.
And my mom was in seventh grade and the night before I saw it, my mom called me and we were talking about Star Is Born and she told me that when the last one came out, she was in seventh grade. Her and her best friend Patty loved the soundtrack. It was like such an important movie. There was her favorite movie. They like listened to it all the time. They sang all the songs and I never even knew. And she's like, that's why I'm so excited to see this one. And let me tell
you. Did she see it?
Oh my God, she saw it. She cried. You didn't see her Facebook post about
it?
Oh my God.
I was sobbing when I walked out of the theater.
That's how I knew this was going to be a success because
moms and dads love it.
Yes. Reading the comments on that. Oh my God. This is going to be a
generational bring together moment.
I thought it was just the gays that were going to go.
I asked my dad if he had seen the one from like the 70s and he said, yeah, of course. And that
everyone loves this.
I was like surprised that my dad had said he had seen that one way back when. I guess I'll have to take my mom to see the new one.
Antoinette told me she saw it too. Everyone's seen the last one. I think it was a cultural phenomenon. And so this one I think is going to be long-term, long-lasting cultural phenomenon impact.
I'm happy with it.
I mean, I have no clue really where my brain is because, like, you know, I'm obsessed with
it's
Lady
in
Gaga.
Your
so,
head.
Like, honey. So, like, here I am thinking, you know, art pop has changed the landscape of culture. So, I don't really know if I'm tuned into reality.
Probably not.
You know,
I don't know. I was definitely excited because, you know, I get a little nervous when they let actors sing. Like,
Bradley Cooper sounds incredible.
I know. Makes me very nervous. And I, like, that's a big, usually, deterrent for any of these movies like this. And I thought he sounded great. And I thought he acted great, and I thought they both were...
If they were to have cast Bradley Cooper's character with a singer...
Yeah.
Some like an Adam Levine, is that the closest they could do? Is it that's kind of like the movie Begin Again, right?
I was going to say, yeah, he did that movie a few years ago.
It's actually really similar. Well, I think about it.
I was like, is this movie just when I was going into it in my brain, I was thinking, is this like that Drew Barrymore movie and lyric music and lyrics movie?
Didn't catch that one.
Is that even maybe even
normally I'm opposed to, I don't know even what you're talking about. Opposed to the film vehicles for pop stars just to kind of have their movie.
You mean the hit 2000 movie Music and Lyrics with Hugh Grant, Drew Barrymore? You're not familiar?
Didn't catch that one. Didn't.
Well, I think it was the pre A Star is Born, A Star is Born, but I didn't see it either.
Well,
I just know they're at a piano.
Have you seen Burlesque?
With Cher?
Yeah.
No.
You're kidding.
I once saw the last 10 minutes
of
it.
You're kidding.
And I saw that they were like, well, we're going to build a building blocking your club. And then Cher saves the day.
Burlesque is a little, yeah, Burlesque is A Star is Born meets Rent, kind of, because they're knocking down the building, blah, blah, blah. But Bradley Cooper as Cher.
No, no, no.
I guess.
I want to see Bradley Cooper as Bradley Cooper.
Wagon Wheel Watusi. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I've seen the 10-minute YouTube video where she just says it over and over again.
Thank you.
I think I've seen that.
How you doing?
I'm just okay.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Hims. So, did you know that 66% of men lose their hair by age 35? And the thing is, when you start to notice hair loss, it's kind of too late. You gotta, like, save what you have. It's easier to do that than to replace the hair that you've lost. So, the solution, if you are looking for a solution, I would say is 4hims.com. It's a one-stop shop for hair loss, skincare, sexual wellness, all of that for men. So here's the deal. Hims connects you with real doctors and medical-grade solutions to treat hair loss. It's no snake oil pills or gas station counter supplements. The prescription solutions are backed by science that are going to help you keep your hair. What I love about 4hims.com is that there's no waiting room. There's no awkward in-person doctor visits. You save hours by going to 4hims.com. It is so easy. You just answer a few quick questions, and the doctor will review and prescribe you whatever they think you need. Then, products are shipped discreetly directly to your door. So, y'all know we don't talk about anything without giving you guys the hookup. So, if you want, you can order right now. Listeners to Psychobabble get a trial month of Hims for just $5 today, right now, while supplies last. All you gotta do is go see the website for full details. This would usually cost hundreds if you went to the doctor or a pharmacy. So, just go to 4hims.com/psycho. Again, that is 4hims.com/psycho. forhims.com/psycho. 4hims.com/psycho. Thank you, Hims, for sponsoring this episode. How would you have felt had the original rumors were Beyonce was going to be...
What?
Yes, Beyonce was going to be in the remake of Star is Born.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Beyonce was going to be Bradley Cooper.
Now that's opposite Lady Gaga.
Yes.
A movie I would watch.
And they would finally bring the telephone ending together.
We did it, kids.
We're back together again. But you liked Bradley's singing?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I they're not like the songs I go to.
You didn't want him to like pick you up and take you out on a date?
No.
You didn't want to kiss him?
No.
You didn't think he'd be a good big spoon?
No. I was more, I mean, honestly, if there's any guy that I was into in that movie, it was her best friend.
What is he from?
Hamilton.
Is that right?
He was in Hamilton, I think. Yeah.
I was trying to think. I knew I saw him in something recently. Anyways, I liked him too, but I thought, wow, she just really forgot her friends.
Anthony Ramos. He's in some other things. He was in Hamilton. I saw him in Hamilton.
Yeah. Didn't you just think she abandoned her friends?
Well, don't we all sometimes?
And then she needed her friend back at the end of the movie. And I thought, convenient.
I'm sure there were scenes where he was in more and then, you know, blah, blah, blah.
And he got cut. Did you like...
Halsey? Sure.
Did you?
You know what I meant to ask you? Who's the girl that's singing during the country tribute? I imagined you would know who that is.
Yeah. Okay. How old did you think that girl was?
I don't know.
My friend was trying to tell me that was someone that I don't think it was. But I mean, I could be wrong. Lord knows I'm wrong from time to time. Doesn't happen often.
Doesn't happen often. I thought the real star of A Star is Born was Gail.
Gail who?
She meets
Oprah's Gail?
Nope. She meets Allie and her friend.
Oh, and she walks them in from the car.
This way.
Yeah. I thought, man.
I saw a whole article about how she's the guiding light of A Star Is Born.
I thought, how do I get a rock star man to fall in love with me and fly me to his concert?
I thought it was just such a good movie.
How? How do I get that?
Though everyone's saying that it's the exact plot of the Lizzie McGuire movie. Have you seen that film?
I don't remember seeing Gaga lip sync against herself at the end of the movie. Is that the Lizzie McGuire movie?
I don't know. I didn't catch it.
It doesn't she go to France and there's like a French brown-haired Lizzie McGuire?
Who is Lizzie McGuire?
Lizzie McGuire is a girl.
No, who's the actress?
Hilary Duff.
Hilary Duff. So Hilary Duff had Lizzie McGuire movie.
Have you seen that?
Miley Cyrus had the Hannah Montana movie.
Mm-hmm.
Demi Lovato, has she had a movie? Camp Rock. That's her Camp Rock. Selena Gomez, what's she have?
Are you naming all their movies that they had iconic soundtracks?
Sure.
Selena
Gomez.
I can't keep up with Selena Gomez. And I don't know if I want to.
Hotel Transylvania. I think she was a voice.
I think Fifth Harmony had a song on Hotel Transylvania.
Oh, somebody had to.
Britney, Crossroads.
Britney had a Crossroads. Beyonce had...
Goldmember.
No, sure.
Dreamgirls.
Dreamgirls, which I have never seen.
Rihanna had Battleship.
There I was at All Saints last night and I told the guy behind the counter I'd never seen Dreamgirls and he gasped.
All Saints? Is that a store where they sell leather goods?
Yes, but I didn't buy the leather. The person helping me was like, you really look good in that leather jacket. I said, is it real leather? She said, yes. I said, I kind of feel guilty about that. But truly, I felt most guilty about the price. So I used the animal of it all to get me out of it. Because, you know, yeah. I can't say no.
Yeah, great.
But I did buy a sweater.
What was the sweater made out of?
Not a dead animal.
Well, thank God.
I don't know what it was made out of.
Well, plants are living things too.
Go off, bitch.
Cotton plants are living things too.
Cotton-eyed Joe.
Take and take and take from the plants.
Okay.
It's all you do.
So I read that Earth's going to be done in about 100 years.
No, bitch. I saw Earth's going to be done in 12 years.
Well, I saw that the temperature's rising pretty quickly.
Yeah, they said CNN reported. We got 12 years, bitch.
Is that bad? Yes. Let me answer my own question.
I mean, who needs to be 50? Not me.
I agree. Life is already pretty long. You know? It's the longest thing any of us will ever do. And I just sometimes feel like, oh my God, how much, like.
I think that's the moral of the story of A Star Is Born.
Life is pretty long. You know?
And then you don't become a star, or you do.
Go off. What are your favorite songs on the soundtrack?
That last song.
What? What's it called? I'll Never Love Again.
Hold on, let me find it.
Yes, it's called I'll Never Love Again.
I don't know.
Do you listen to the soundtrack with the commentary or without?
And it took me a long time to find it without.
Well, I think it's smart of them to release both because I think people will dabble into both and then thus more listens. So thank you. No, I'll Never Love Again. I truly believe.
I'll Never Love Again, film version with Bradley Cooper singing at the end. And I'm not apologizing.
Oh, I like the extended version. I don't. Because it really takes me out of the song. But the extended version is just called I'll Never Love.
Wow.
Without the again.
Wow.
Weird. Anyway, I think that's going to go up there with
My Heart Will Go On.
My Heart Will Go On.
I Will Always Love You.
I Will Always Love You. I think it's up there with like iconic soundtrack songs that generations will always like reference. Thoughts?
I'm very intrigued to see if it garners like any radio play.
Well, bitch, this album is about to be number one on Billboard albums.
I know.
Can you believe?
Yeah, of course. It's, why wouldn't I believe? It's a whole Lady Gaga album. Of
21
course.
Pilots. It's selling more than Joanne.
Well, are you not surprised? I like a lot of the songs on this more than I like the Joanne songs. I just wish I knew them well enough by title, but I don't. And I listened to the album 4 times on the flight down.
You like Shallow.
I love Shallow.
You love Always Remember Us This Way. Yep. That's the one where you really believed.
Yeah.
You love
Look What
Is That All Right?
I love Look What I Found because it's very Carole King.
Is That All Right?
Yeah, I love
that. That's the one. The lyric about teaching your kids, please and thank
you. I love that one.
Cry.
It reminds me of Christmas.
Well, it's allegedly a deleted scene where she sings her vows. If you haven't seen it.
Spoiler alert.
She sings somebody's vows at some type of wedding.
Wow.
Anyway, it's a deleted scene of that.
So I would have rather they deleted the scene with Dave Chappelle. Really
no.
And just put in...
She's really coming for that...
And just put her in coming and finding him at a hotel. Who cared about Dave Chappelle?
Well, I think Dave Chappelle's character is... It was an old rock star that he was friends with.
They did not make it clear to
me. I was getting that type of vibe of like... He's like... He found his... like reason in rock to leave the rock star lifestyle, you know what I'm saying? And he's saying this could be your reason to leave this trouble and trauma.
But did you?
So I think he was important.
But did you cringe during why did you do that during the SNL moment?
Well, that's the point. But my question is, who wrote those?
I heard
quote unquote pop songs.
I heard Diane Warren did.
You know?
Did they? Let me check.
I wonder if
she did write it. With Gaga.
Who else? Anybody else?
Yeah, four people.
Who?
It's only got their last
names. Who wrote Hair, Body, Face, Baby?
Yeah, I'm right here. Gaga.
Who wrote Heal Me?
Okay. Heal Me was not written the same day The Cure was written, and then she decided that
surely
she wanted...
The Cure... So apparently, I think I read this, that DJ White Shadow said that The Cure was from an early writing session for these pop songs the movie, and then they ended up using it, obviously, blah, blah, blah.
One of the songs sounds just like the one with her and...
I mean, the whole concept of The Cure really goes hand in hand with Heal Me.
Right. Well, and they literally sound alike to me. And one of her songs sounds on this album sounds just like the duet with her and Florence on Joanne.
Ooh.
I'm not dragging. I'm
so,
sure she
so
did a lot of like...
So in the context of the movie, I think you're supposed to find the pop songs to be less...
No one's rooting for her to go down that like pop angle.
But when you listen to the soundtrack, though, some of these pop songs really go off. They got some of the best hooks and choruses. If you give them a real listen, I had skipped when I first got it because I was like, I know exactly what songs I want to listen to right now.
Yeah.
But
I don't think
go
I
back
can,
and listen.
I don't think I can listen to Why Did You Do That?
Go back and listen. Yes, you like Why Did You Do That?
No.
Isn't that the one you like?
That's the SNL performance.
Oh, I'm thinking Look What I Found, yeah.
Yeah. No, it's just not for me. But I do love the soundtrack. I've been listening to it nonstop. I'm glad that it's going to go number one.
And she's so currently on iTunes as we record. She's got the number one album. The top like four songs on iTunes. I mean, this is really... I think it's going to be a sleeper. And the movie has not even been out for a week. While audiences listen to it, they're really going to dive deep. Well, they're going to go to Target and get a soundtrack in person.
Did you see her? What did you think about her fans leaving fake negative reviews on Venom?
That's not real.
Yeah, it was.
It's one person who did it or something. Only one of those accounts. I saw an article.
Only one of those accounts did it?
Only one or two.
Bitch, how many did
Lady
you
Gaga
leave?
Icons.
How many did you leave?
Sorry, you're breaking up. I'm losing you.
This is what your weekend was.
I'm losing you.
I just think...
Hello?
I just hate people like that. Garbage humans.
I heard Venom did suck, though.
Well, Lord knows you're going to see it. You love every Marvel movie. You're jerking it.
That couldn't be less true. I have only seen maybe four of the 40
Marvel
movies.
You love Iron Man. You said you were going to be Iron Man for Halloween.
I hate Iron Man. What are you talking about?
You said Iron Man was your favorite.
Okay, then this is slander.
You said you love the Avengers. You love
this is libel. I think I'm going to be Gale for Halloween.
What's a Gale?
I'm going to say this way, and I'm going to hand. I'm say God. These are your VIP passes. This way to the back of the stage,
and you're going to hand out your old like VidCon badges.
A deep cut, or maybe I'll be Allie truly with the orange hair. Ugh.
I just didn't love her hair.
It's kind
in
of
the
an
movie.
Iconic Halloween costume.
Is it true that she didn't wear makeup in the film?
I don't know.
I just hate when I read stuff like that.
I've never took a spoon to her face. I couldn't
She's
tell.
She's so brave. It said all she wore was lotion and chapstick. I thought, no,
Same
she didn't.
Honey.
I watched the movie. She's clearly wearing makeup in a lot of those scenes. Are we applauding people for not wearing makeup?
I think I want to be Allie from A Star Is Born for Halloween, but what's her most iconic look?
I don't
look?
Know if a center part is your judge, babe.
I've been told that. I did a center part in sixth grade, and it was not my best moment.
Was that her real hair at the beginning?
Yes. Look what I found.
I just thought, I don't love this. It looked like a bad wig. Maybe that's why I couldn't stop thinking about
Gaga. Did you see Katy Perry posted?
She posted an Instagram with 5 tickets.
7.
And I thought, does she have to buy out the whole row so people don't sit by her?
Well.
Or did she go with her gassy gussy girls?
I read that Chris Evans buys out a whole... maybe like a Red
Lord
Lobster or
knows
something
they
for
can
his
just
birthday?
Get a screener.
No. For his birthday, he buys out a whole section at Red Lobster or some type of restaurant.
Well, I hope it's the non-smoking section.
Well, I don't know. Yeah, Katy Perry could have gotten a screener, but maybe she likes to hang out with the normals.
No, yeah. No, I'm just saying, maybe she was out with her girlies and she got there first, so she snapped all their tickets together.
Maybe.
Do you think this movie's going to win lots of awards, Grammys and Oscars and things?
Well, people are saying that it's really a contender for the Oscars. I don't know if it's too early, too late. Who knows? I don't know. I'm no expert. But she will win all of them. I hope. I think this is her vehicle to win her Oscar for sure.
I mean, I definitely think one of the songs deserves to win for like the best original song for like an sure. Oscar.
Well, which one do you think that they should put up? Because a lot of people are debating what should be what they really push.
Well, I would think that. I mean, two of the songs can get nominated for La La Land. Two of the songs were nominated.
Oh, two were nominated from La La Land?
Yeah.
Interesting.
And I think like Disney movies have also had multiple nominated
before. So it's clearly between Shallow, which is going to be the highest charting song currently.
I think it should be between Shallow and I'll Never Love Again.
And I'll Never Love Again. People are kind of saying, is that all right? Or Always Remember Us This Way? But I agree. Shallow or I'll Never Love Again.
And you know, at the Oscars, they always let the song nominees perform.
I know. Well, that's going to be an iconic moment. And I would kind of like, I don't know if I would rather hear them do I'll Never Love Again or Shallow, because Shallow's going to be the duet.
Did you? Oh, that's true. And we should let Bradley sing.
I agree.
Maybe if they nominate both of the
oopsies.
Maybe if they nominate both.
I just spilled a little bit of coffee.
Maybe if they nominate both of the songs, then she'll perform both.
If all of the nominations for the best original song are from A Star Is Born, it'll be kind of like a mini concert.
Ma'am.
I asked Gaga when we were together, I said, are you going to perform any of these songs live?
I thought this is what I was thinking.
And she said yes.
And I thought, because she knows she's going to perform at the Grammys.
I know. And then you know what else I asked?
You said, when are you going to make up that like Bud Light concert tour that you're supposed to do in Vegas that we had tickets to and you canceled?
Ooh, I did not ask that. But that's a good question. I should have asked. No, I had a million questions that I was ready to ask. I was ready to ask about what happened to Gaga in Space 2015? I was ready to ask about, okay, you said that there's 20 versions of Born This Way. Where are all the other, you did the country road version, but where are the other genres?
And her team told you you couldn't ask it?
No, I just kind of read the room. I knew not to say, where's Telephone Part 3? And then I knew also not to ask, okay, well, you said that Marry the Night was the fifth single from Born This Way, but it's only halfway through. Whatever happened to the other five, and what were they going to be in order?
Yeah. Highway Unicorn.
I had a lot of questions to ask.
I saw that. I assumed that, I mean.
But I did tell her, which she did not really give me a yes or a no answer to this, but I did say, this could really be translated to the Broadway stage, don't you think?
A Star Is Born, the musical?
Don't you think?
Yeah, I think. I noticed that she
changed the subject.
She told you in your video that you did with her, she said the same thing she said in the Stephen Colbert in her Stephen Colbert interview about, if you'll have 100 people and 99 don't believe you, you only got to find one. I thought, wow, she's really running with that.
Well, when you're on press tour, it's like you have like
talking points.
Yes, honey. Or you just get into the groove of like what you know is a crowd-pleasing answer. Well,
and Bradley was the only one that believed in her.
Well, I know that. Well, in that moment, I kind of felt like I was the one that believed in her.
Because she said she was bad at auditioning, although she was an extra in The Sopranos.
I know.
And Boiling Point.
Baby, you don't got to tell me. I know the IMDb.
Oh, but I watched the whole 30-minute Colbert interview.
Oh. I did too.
It was great.
Well, great. I'm ready for a new Lady Gaga Howard Stern interview. Those are always my favorite. He's the best at interviewing her.
Didn't realize you were such a Stern listener.
I really am. Anyway.
So are you going to see it a third time?
I really do think I am.
I mean,
I'm ready to see it again. If you told me right now, let's go watch it, I would 100% drop everything and go to the movie theater
right now. I would go watch it right now.
Doesn't that sound good?
I just want to watch it on my couch and cry.
Well, it's available for pre-purchase for digital release as of
It'll be out by Christmas on DVD, right?
I think maybe January. I mean, I would love by Christmas. So that would annoying. Be smart, but
No,
the soundtrack is available now.
Yeah.
For download, for streaming. You can all get that.
Great.
I would like people to know, tell us, what is your favorite song off the album?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love that.
and what you thought of the movie. Tweet us.
Let us.
I literally have been finding excuses to read everybody's review of it. I told all my friends, if anybody sees it, call me afterward and just tell me what you think. Wow. I just like to hear people talk about it.
Didn't tell me that. Well, I had to wait 4 days to text you about it.
Well, I knew we were going to have this moment together.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Well, okay. Well, I'm definitely going to see it again. And I'm definitely going to cry again because I've been thinking, like every time I've thought about it since seeing it, I'm like, I could just cry right now.
You know, I saw, when I saw it the second time, there was somebody sitting in front of me talking the whole time.
No.
Not in like a annoying, well, obviously annoying, but like, it was like an older woman who was just realizing things about the movie and then not realizing that she was saying her realizations out loud.
I would have clapped in her ear.
So there, you know, the scene where the dog is outside the garage.
Yeah.
She literally, it's dead silent in the theater. And yeah. She goes, oh, he, and I wanted to be like, ma'am.
This was your second viewing, uh-huh. though.
She really took me out of the movie. So when you go see it, don't be that person.
I saw it at like noon by myself on a Friday.
Was the theater packed?
Oh, no, it was like empty. Oh. It was like noon on a Friday. People work. Oh. And I thought, oh, thank God, because I knew it was going to be dead. It was a huge theater.
My mom saw it like 10 a.m. on a Thursday. She said it was packed.
Well, I'm in Michigan. What do they have to do?
Yeah. Not vote, apparently. Red state. Speaking of which, the midterms are coming up. Are you guys registered to vote?
Make sure I actually had a note on my little thing to tell everyone to make sure they fucking vote.
Okay, thank you.
Do it.
Okay, we gotta go. Corey, later.
Bye. Thanks for listening.